Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, we got one more day where Sue Thomas is off. Ethan will handle the chores of Sue's news in the next hour. Bill O'Reilly at 5:04. His take on some of the things happening, certainly with Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air tonight. And he might not have the ratings that I thought he would because a lot of the Next Star stations and Sinclair here in St. Louis, they will not air the show. They're doing something else. A couple of weeks ago, we had Melissa Price Smith scheduled. It was actually the day of the Charlie Kirk assassination, so we had to juggle some things. She is the current St. Louis County Prosecutor. I've never met her in person until just now. So she joins us in the studio. Melissa, how are you? Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it.
I was telling you when we first met during the break that people have said, this is always suspicious to someone like me, that both R's and D's say very nice things about you. My roundtable panel on Friday, they've been very complimentary. You've been in the job how long now?
I have been at the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office for 18 years.
That's amazing. You've been there. And you were just telling me you had an identical twin sister who was in the prosecuting office as well. That had to get a little confusing.
People got very confused. We're identical. She worked in the prosecutor's office 26 years. We were both initially hired by Bob McCullough and both also worked for Wesley Bell.
That's awesome. Well, I love Bob. I haven't seen him in a long time. So stepping into this role had to be something that was somewhat natural for you because of all the experience.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I have been, like I said, been in the office 18 years. I started with low-level crimes, moved on to guns and drugs, robberies, burglaries, homicides. The last 10 years, I did primarily sexual assault.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that because I had a friend who was a St. Louis police officer who, you know, specialized in that. And the horror that must present to someone like you investigating cases like that, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's a lot. But like I always say, I met some of the most incredible, bravest individuals ever. And that's the victims who came forward. It takes a lot of courage to come forward. But disclosure leads to healing. And once a victim comes forward, they are no longer anyone's victim. But I had never intended for this role. And last November, when we heard that Wesley Bell was going to Congress, I did what everybody else in the office did. I looked around to see who our next boss would be. But as we all sat around and talked about what we wanted a prosecutor. We didn't want a politician to be our boss. We wanted somebody who knew the ropes, who knew what worked in the office, what didn't work in the office. Someone who had had multiple trials and won, but also somebody who knew what it was like to sit with a victim after a loss. So when I say I stepped up and threw my hat in, it was with the support of my colleagues. So basically, I feel like we stepped up together.
Yeah, and it's encouraging from, I think, beyond my standpoint, for a lot of people listening, just because I don't know if you've noticed, we seem to have this national debate about crime and how we prosecute crime right now. And I like the fact, look, I've given Kara some credit on this as well. I know there was something at the St. Louis County Council last week, but instead of making the office about national issues, which really don't affect the people who are affected by crime in St. Louis, focus on the job at hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I grew up in St. Louis County. I raised my kids in St. Louis County. I want them to want to stay in St. Louis. And the only way that's going to happen is if we have a safer St. Louis County. So we are trying to strengthen our relationship with law enforcement. I have reinstated a violent crime unit. We created a homicide unit. We have a sexual assault child abuse unit, domestic violence unit, treatment courts. We have made the office, done a lot of work to make the office more efficient. We've also done some really heavy recruiting. We have three amazing rock stars that we recruited from the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Oh, good.
Yeah, who worked in the office years ago that are a huge addition to the office.
So would you say you restarted a violent crime unit in a specialized homicide unit? It almost sounds like that should have existed in the first place.
Well, the violent crime unit, I was sworn in on January 3rd of 2025. At 10 a.m. was my swearing in. That afternoon, the violent crime unit was put into place. And basically what that means, it allows violent offenses to be reviewed by our office in real time. As soon as a police officer arrives there, the prosecutors in that unit will review it immediately, make a charging decision, look at the priors, determine if that individual is on probation, on parole. So then they can ask for an appropriate bond setting. One of the goals of this office is to keep violent offenders off the streets. And if we delay at all when their crimes occur, it allows them to commit more crimes.
Look, we're seeing examples of that on the national level, right? And it's just horrendous. And obviously, you know, it's a little weird to me that 2 weeks ago today, I was talking about this young woman, Arina Zaritska, and then 2 weeks ago tomorrow, her name was never mentioned again because of what happened with Charlie Kirk. But that was an awful, awful crime where someone was arrested 14 times. We saw it here in the city of St. Louis with Janae Edmondson losing her legs. But that's, you know, anybody, I have friends that are cops, you know this, they tell you, especially in the city, I'm sure this is true in many parts of the county, they're arresting the same guys a lot, right? Over and over.
Absolutely. A lot of our offenders are repeat offenders. And that's why it is so important to get these offenders off the streets as soon as the crime occurs, because like you just said, so many of them have long histories, have priors. That's also why we created our homicide unit. We need a specialized team to be able to take the most serious cases and to really be able to give them a high level of attention and trial practice. We brought in two assistant U.S. attorneys to lead that team. And they are rock stars and they're mentors, and they're able to train our staff as they take on homicide cases.
Melissa Price-Smith is with us. She is the St. Louis County prosecutor. When you talk about how to better partner with law enforcement, what I think you just kind of explained some of that right there. But what else would be, you know, involved there?
You know, obviously, law enforcement are our partners. And I am proud to say that I was I had the support of law enforcement in seeking this position. And that was not a political thing. It was based on my years of experience in the office. And when I say we're seeking to better our partnership, I feel that way about our, you know, improving our partnership with the community as well, meaning talking with them about our office, talking to them about our policies. And more importantly, whether it's with law enforcement or the community, we try to listen and say, what do you need from us? What can we do? Whether we're talking to town hall in North County, whether we're talking to a group of police officers, what can we do to make St. Louis County safer? And that's what we are trying to do in every area.
Some of this, you know, to me over the years has been kind of a no-brainer. I know that you kind of made a statement from the beginning that if you commit a crime with a gun, there's no probation, right?
Yes. I have taken on a much stricter gun policy. Oftentimes, first-time offenders are granted probation. The new policy in our office, well, first of all, anybody can have a gun. If someone's walking down the street right outside your window right now, an adult with a gun, there's nothing police could do.
Right.
However, if that individual decides to point it at you, even if he doesn't shoot, it's called exhibiting. If that individual is a felon and they possess a firearm, they shoot into a house, they shoot into a car, even if they don't hit anyone, we are taking a stronger stance on gun crimes. We are no longer offering probation on first-time offenses. These are our trigger pullers.
Yeah, see, I think that's so important and reassuring for sure. So talk about this cold case a little bit. And I don't know if there's more cold cases. We all, as a society, have a fascination with this, which is why they're on Dateline in 48 hours. I know Chief Fitch pretty well. I know he's involved in this. I moved here in 1979. I don't remember this case from 1980. I lived in Ballin at Clayton and Baxter. Not too far away from that in Ellisville is where this murder occurred that you're kind of digging into again, right?
Absolutely. I actually live right by there now. And Chief Fitch and the Ellisville Police Department are opening this cold case, this unsolved murder. It occurred in 1980. It was a horrific murder. She was working at that Dairy Queen right there, and it was unsolved. So as you know from talking to Chief Fitch, it is take a fresh set of eyes, and that always helps. There's also so much advancement in DNA analysis.
Oh yeah,
and
isn't it crazy?
Yes. There's also in cold cases when you relook at them, there's victims who maybe were afraid to come forward last time who will speak now. A fresh set of eyes, new advancements, possible witnesses. Some cases there might be additional evidence that was never found.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my goals is to have a victim-centered office. Always put the victim first. This is all victims, even those who are no longer with us. Just because a case wasn't solved, we are very aware that there are families out there who still suffer that loss every day. So if there's ever an opportunity for us to try to find justice again, we will always do that. And we are working very closely in partnership with Ellisville Police Department and Chief Fitch. In fact, one of the leaders of our homicide team, Jerry McDonald, he is our pinpoint person for cold cases. And once a case comes to him, he will assemble a team and get to work on it with law enforcement.
There's like three different streaming shows right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
That deal with cold cases. Department Q is one of them, or a couple others, which is kind of fascinating. The DNA stuff is really interesting to me. I actually was in Columbia over the weekend, and I ran into, do you know Joe Mosley by any chance?
I do know.
Former Boone County prosecutor, went on to be a state senator, and then he kind of went into private life. But I used to cover a bunch of trials, and the one that I always talk about, and I brought this up with Joe because I had been referring to it, is there was a guy who had a wife that went missing in the Rochefort area. This is mid-80s, right? Wife was never found. Body was never found. Everybody kind of knew that this guy, Ralph Davis, did the crime. So somebody cracks open a lock at a storage facility in Jeff City. There's a car in there, and it's Ralph Davis's car, and there's brain matter on the steering wheel. They never find the body. It was the first case in the country where they convicted only on DNA evidence and no body, because that was so new at the time. But it was a fascinating, fascinating case.
That's incredibly fascinating. And it, like you just said, it's extremely rare to get a conviction without a body. I know that our office did that in the last couple of years in the DeJuan Ferguson case.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that. But yeah, just thinking back to how this has all evolved with technology really is fascinating. Well, I'm glad that you're settling in. How many trials will you participate in directly as a lead prosecutor? Is that pretty minimum because you're kind of running the office, or how does that work?
Well, that has been a discussion we've been having a lot lately. I have been first chair on about 35 felony jury trials. When I was doing the sexual assault and child abuse case, I felt that that was my calling, that mm-hmm. I would always be doing that. I thought ultimately I would retire doing that. Trial work was what I was supposed to do. When I took this role 9 months ago, the first thing I said was, oh, I'm going to keep doing a lot of trials. I have since learned that there's a lot of other things that do limit that.
Mm-hmm.
I still do have a handful of cases, some of which are set for trial, but being everywhere, because you know, I want to be everywhere. I'm trying to be involved in everything in the office and everything in the community. I am learning very quickly that to handle a full caseload or even half a caseload.
Yeah.
It's a lot tougher than I thought.
But I think what I heard you say earlier, that makes it even more important to make sure that some of the new prosecutors are getting as much experience as they can for you know, purposes down the road, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, like I started talking about, we have recruited not only the two leaders of our homicide team from the U.S. Attorney's Office, we've also recruited our chief trial attorney from the U.S. Attorney's Office, all of whom had worked in our office in the past, but we recruited them to come back. And I can't tell you what a huge honor that is. We've also recruited three other people from a different office who've come to us. We've hired some great people. We are very focused on training and mentorship by bringing in experienced people and training some new, bright, young lawyers.
But doesn't that have to be tough where lawyers looking at what they can make in a firm and, you know, they have to be committed to it, I guess. That's part of it. But, you know, you're up against some physical challenges there, too, aren't you?
Oh, 100%. If, you know, I actually spoke to a high school class today. I do that often. And one of the things I told them, I said, first of all, if you're looking to be rich, you don't become a prosecutor. To be a prosecutor, you have to have the heart go into public service. And I am so proud of everybody I work with because it is such a group of people who are committed to doing the right thing, to finding justice, and to giving victims a voice. But you're never going to be rich in this job.
Well, same thing with radio. So we share that in common. Melissa, thank you for coming in. Melissa Price-Smith, who is the St. Louis County prosecutor. Always probably a good thing to have me on a show like this talking about you as little as possible. That tends to be a good rule. But I like what you're doing so far. And thanks so much for taking the time and rescheduling and coming in this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.